This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's the Wednesday Talk Show. I'm your host, Tobin Ott, alongside everybody's favorite uncle and rainmaker, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Uncle Ralph,
hey,
how are you?
I got out this morning about 6 o'clock and did a rain dance, and buddy, did I draw the rain.
We have a good guest get back on track.
Yes,
here.
We do.
Mindy Melton from the Central Illinois Community Blood Center is our guest. Mindy, welcome to the program. How are you today?
I'm good. Yeah. I got to drive through all of that. It was fun.
Hey, you've gone through, let's see, the Girard tornado. We were talking about that off air, so you're familiar with all this stuff.
Yeah, I've learned to pay attention to the fields and what's coming at me and what's in the sky now, because, I almost ended up in that tornado.
Helps.
Have a little game of dodgeball every once in a while, or dodge the tree limbs, or, you know.
Absolutely. But where was this rain a long time ago when the corn needed it?
Well, yeah, but as I told someone yesterday, Tobin, it's good to see the lakes and ponds and stuff getting some water back in them, and water like at Hillsborough Lake and Litchfield Lake running over the spillway. That's good to see.
Before we take a break, Montgomery County just announced that the fireworks ban has been lifted in the county. Reason why this is important, because the city of Litchfield is having their Doodaloo Festival coming up, I believe, next on the 15th. And since the fireworks ban was already in effect for the 4th of July, they couldn't do the fireworks, but they wanted to reschedule it for Doodaloo. So as of right now, it sounds like to me that the fireworks could be on for the 15th as part of Doodaloo. So.
And I think, there's been several bans lifted, too, on the use of water around from various municipalities. Mm-hmm. And good news for the coal mine. I understand the city is... got water for them again. So
absolutely. Mindy, once again, welcome back, and talk to us a little bit about the Central Illinois Community Blood Center. Since the last time we've had you on, a lot of big news has come out with the blood center.
We have had a lot of big news. We actually, July 1st, started being the sole supplier of blood to St. Francis Hospital there in Litchfield. So we are now hosting regular monthly blood drives at Litchfield to support those needs of the hospital. The hospital's hosting a blood drive in the auditorium the fourth Tuesday of every month from noon to 6.
See, I remember that from our remote. I do. Fourth Tuesday of every month downstairs in the auditorium.
Yeah. The only exception is going to be the holiday blood drive in December. We're going to do it on the 17th. So a little hard to get people out to donate on the holiday.
With the addition of St. Francis Hospital, how many hospitals now does this cover with you guys?
We have merged with Mississippi Valley Regional Blood Center as well as Community Blood Services in Champaign. So the three blood centers that have merged now, as you can say, we all married each other. So we're one big organization now, supporting the needs of 85 hospitals, over 200,000 units of blood in a year, and $45 million to run our operation.
85 hospitals. That's incredible.
Yeah.
With probably more on the way, because you never know with negotiations and everything like that, there could be more on the way.
Yeah. We actually don't have a sales team to speak of, someone who goes out and solicits business per se, but we do have hospitals that are part of networks, and those networks come to us to negotiate agreements, because all hospitals pay for their blood, regardless if they get it from us or another blood center organization. So they're going to pay for the efficiency and the safeness of the blood, because we do have to collect that. And in order to collect that, we have to have regulated paid staff to do so.
So basically what you're saying is your blood supply still comes from volunteer sources, meaning the donor.
Absolutely. The blood supply, there aren't any hospitals or physicians that I'm aware of that will use blood that's been paid for. And that's because if we pay a donor for the blood, they may not be so honest about their questions. So FDA has a strong policy against paying or, giving too much of an incentive to someone to donate blood. They really want you to be on a volunteer basis. You know, obviously a t-shirt, a hat, a drawing for a gift card, something like that is acceptable. But to actually pay a donor to come and donate blood, you know, you might question if they really needed that $50 or $20, that they might not answer those questions truthfully.
Well, then if you got into this, and heaven forbid you ever would, but when you get into this, then you start looking at the dark side of this, which is drug addicts and things like that, which you have to look at if someone comes in and says, You give $50 for a pint of blood. So.
Absolutely. And they may not tell you. They may have
I'm sure they would.
They may be on a medication that could cause risk to a patient. So, you know, to make it a safe blood supply, we do rely 100% on volunteers. And that's how all blood centers operate.
But you mentioned drug addicts, you know, and that would go along with the testing process. I mean, they could probably get through the donating part, but once they go through the evaluation and the testing system, that's when the red flags would start cropping up.
Right? Yeah, I would think that nurses would detect things. We do, you know, an inspection of their arms and things like that to check for that kind of stuff. But if there's no incentive involved in it, someone who is in that type of situation isn't right. going to come in to do that for a free T-shirt to give their blood for someone else. So
I always say it can be 99% sure, but there's always 1% that isn't sure.
Yeah, absolutely. The blood supply is safer than it's ever been because we are so very particular as far as who can donate blood. And then we do test for 14 different infectious diseases. So every pint of blood is tested every single time. I work at the blood center. I've donated over 5 gallons. Every time I donate, they ask me the same questions. I go through the same screening process, and my blood is tested the same way every single time. And that's part of those safety precautions that the FDA puts into a blood center to make sure that the blood supply is the safest that it can be.
I have to ask this question, and we've discussed this when we were actually the first broadcast that we did from St. Francis, your first blood drive. How much blood is actually taken? Say I come in to donate blood. How much blood are you actually taking out of me?
It's 1 pint. You have anywhere from 10 to 12 pints in your body. You'll instantly start making new blood. Your body will have that replenished in a couple weeks. So it's, you know, and we make you wait 8 weeks in between donations.
And that fills up how many cylinders or how?
It's one blood bag. And then we do take some testing tubes. They're small tubes. They don't hold much, but we don't take any more. The maximum I think we take is 550 or 500 milliliters of blood. So it's not a lot of blood. It looks like a lot because obviously our moms tell us when we're little and we fall down and we bleed, they, you know, panic like I do with my son. But, you know, it's perfectly healthy for you to donate a pint of blood.
One thing I noticed from our remote broadcast is how many young individuals you're starting to tap into the high school. I'm assuming the kids that were coming in, I think they just graduated high school and they were on their way to college.
Yeah.
But you're tapping into the young crowd, and that's incredible.
It is. And if you think about it, 20% of the nation's blood supply is from high school students.
And of course,
20%. And they're not on medications. You know, they're healthy, they're young, they're active, and they want to get out of class to donate blood. And what we're doing is we're in an essence, we're growing donors. Mm-hmm. Because as we get older, you know, we do things like have babies that put us out for a while we're having a baby. And then other people, you know, we get on medications or, you know, we travel more, things like that are going to defer us from being a donor. And some of our other donors actually get older and aren't able to give anymore because of the different medications they're on. So growing these young donors to do it, those were students who had given at their high school in Hillsboro and decided before they went off to college to come give with us at the hospital.
Right.
Because they were comfortable with us. So getting them comfortable to donate amongst their peers and where they feel comfortable at is the key. And then they'll come to a community drive and donate later.
And I guess on the plus side is that kind of gets them installed with community involvement and donation and that. And that's got to make them feel good. I mean, the people that I saw felt pretty good about donating blood in the long run. So, I mean,
absolutely. It's very healthy for you to donate blood.
And, of course, some of this is stemmed from the friendly competition, if you'd call that, between the high schools, you know, that we've had in this area.
We've got our high school challenge, and what that is, it's through the Springfield Clinic, and they offer three $1,000 scholarships. So any area high school can compete. The qualifications are that they must have one blood drive with us at their school on site, and then they can have parents, friends, family go to any community blood drive. There's a sheet at the registration table. They just sign their name and sign the high school they want to vote for. The school with the highest percentage of votes to participation, so it makes it a level playing field, wins $1,000 scholarship, and they deem what student that goes to.
No, I was just going to comment, Tobin. You mentioned a while ago how much blood did they actually take from you when you donate blood, and of course she said a pint. But now if someone walks up to you and says, "Tobin, I think you're a pint low," they may not be speaking of blood.
No. be nice.
Well, I try to.
Be nice. the area high schools, though, are they pretty active with the blood drives?
Yeah. Hillsborough Area High School is actually going to do two blood drives this year. So they're doing one coming up in November with the Key Club is going to sponsor one. So.
The Kiwanis, okay.
Yeah. And then we've got one in with Student Council, I believe, National Honor Society, that is doing it in the spring. So they have added an extra blood drive. And they had 106 students last year. That's a pretty good turnout.
And, of course, the blood drives, they're all over the place. I know you've got one, I think, Wednesday at the Lodge?
We have one today in Carlinville.
At the Elks.
From noon to 6 at the Elks. That's sponsored by the Hospital Auxiliary there.
Okay.
I know it's probably raining pretty good, but we're hoping that it'll be clear skies and wet fields so everyone will come in and donate. At noon, and we'll of course we always have sandwiches there and, mm-hmm. and juice and cookies and everything provided. We're also next Wednesday at the Moose Lodge in Hillsborough from noon to 6, and then the fourth Tuesday of September, the 25th, we're going to be back at St. Francis Hospital from noon to 6 in the auditorium.
And of course this is open to if there's any organization like the Lions Club that wants to have a blood drive, all they got to do is contact you.
Oh, absolutely. A business, we've got a self-contained blood mobile that can come out to your business so that your employees can donate. So just they can give me a call at the blood center. It's 866-GIVE-BLD, and my extension is 136.
And one thing I noticed, I mean, I've been on, well, the fair and festival tour kind of ended last week with the Labor Day homecoming. You've been out with the homecomings. I believe the Verdon picnic, you guys had
and
a blood.
The Girard picnic.
You guys had a blood drive out there. I mean, there's quite a bit of opportunity if you want to donate blood to do it.
Yeah, we actually we try to get 5 blood drives on the calendar every single day of the week, and then we operate 2 or 3 on Saturdays. So, and that's just out of our Springfield office. So mm-hmm. to meet the needs out of the Springfield office that we supply just the 16 counties that we're working in out of the Springfield office, we need over 45,000 pints of blood.
Wow.
Yeah, it keeps me busy. I work in 8 counties, so.
That's a lot of pints.
Yeah.
A lot of miles on the old car, don't you?
It is. That's why I have an old car. I'm not buying a new one yet.
Yeah, it's a, but it's wonderful what the blood drives do and what they accomplish. And, of course, through all of your joining with other blood banks and stuff, still it's the same old scenario. If I want to use my own blood, I can give blood before my surgery.
You can have friends and family donate for you ahead of time, as long as you have a doctor's order for that. You can donate ahead of time for your own surgery. And if you schedule that with us, we'll bring all the stuff out. You can do it at a blood drive. You don't have to drive to our blood center. We'll find a close blood drive for you.
And this concludes the Wednesday talk show, where our guest was Mindy Melton from the Central Illinois Community Blood Center. Next week on the Wednesday talk show, we'll be featuring Leslie Johnson from Lincoln Land Community College. For Uncle Ralph, I'm Tobin Ott. We'll talk to you next week. So long.